This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today, the European Union slapped sanctions on another 15 people that it says aided and abetted Vladimir Putin in Ukraine. It follows yesterday's moves by the U.S. Seven individuals and 17 companies were on the White House's new list. And you might infer a degree of coordination between the U.S. and European actions, the old 1-2 punch, if you will. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London. Close on that one, but no cigar.
Today, the Europeans imposed travel bans and asset freezes on a further 15 people, bringing the total number targeted to 48. They all have one thing in common. They're all directly implicated in the Ukrainian crisis. That's not the case with the US sanctions, says John Luff of the Chatham House think tank.
The American approach has been much more targeted on Mr. Putin's inner circle and on businesses that are believed to be controlled by those individuals.
Like Igor Sechin, head of the Russian energy giant Rosneft, who was hit with an American asset freeze on Monday. A very close ally of President Putin, he's probably not had anything to do with Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Europeans today penalized, among others, several Ukrainian separatists and the head of Russian military intelligence, analyst Nick Redman.
You could say the Europeans are pussyfooting around in the sense that they are being more legalistic. They are going after the instruments of this policy rather than going for the most sensitive area of the Russian elite, which is the people around Putin.
The softer European approach is not surprising. The EU does 10 times as much trade with Russia as the US does. And Europe depends on Russia for 30% of its natural gas. Redman says don't expect the Europeans to hit the Russians where it really hurts, say in the energy sector, for fear of Russian retaliation.
Obviously, sanctions that would be more effective and would go further, they would impose higher costs on the imposing nations.
In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.